mankind's pride, God judges them yet again, confusing their language and scattering them across the face of the earth. Despite all this, God has not given up on saving mankind. That is clear even in his covenant with Noah after the flood, when God promises that he will never again destroy the earth with water. Genesis chapter 9, verses 9 through 17. In fact, God's intention is even greater than a simple promise not to destroy. He intends to actually redeem humanity and bring them back into fellowship with himself. That intention was hinted at in the promise of Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, and again in God's saving Noah through the judgment of the flood. The ark that God told Noah to build is a picture of God's promise that he himself will bring mankind, by his own saving action, through his judgment against sin. Abraham. God's plan to bring humanity back into fellowship with him takes its next great step when God unilaterally promises to bless Abram, later Abraham, and make him a blessing to the world. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. That promise is reiterated over and over again throughout the story of Genesis. Chapter 13, verses 14 through 17. Chapter 15, verses 4 through 5. Chapter 17, verses 1 through 14. Chapter 18, verse 18. Chapter 22, verses 16 through 18. Chapter 26, verses 2 through 5. Chapter 28, verses 13 through 15. And chapter 35, verses 10 through 12. But the central structure of the promise is contained in chapter 12. Looking closely at that passage, we can see that God is promising Abram three things if he will obey God's calling. First, God promises Abraham land. Go to the land that I will show you. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. God doesn't specify here which land, nor does he specifically say that he will give that land to Abram. But the idea is at least implicit, and in Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 through 17, God makes it clear that this land is to be his gift to Abram and his descendants. Not only so, but once they are in the land, God says he will restore fellowship with them. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you, throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Genesis chapter 17, verses 7 through 8.